You're listening to Food Confidence, a podcast about approachable health and imperfect food, all for the sake of the next generation. I'm Jennifer Bravo.
And I'm Andrea Paul. We are two non-diet health professionals on a mission to empower parents and caregivers in raising food and body confident kids. All right, test, test. Here we go.
Here we go.
Season two.
Here we are.
Welcome back to us, to our listeners.
Yeah, it's been a few months and we took a nice break and we're excited to be back for season two.
Yeah, we had planned to take maybe
a month
or so. So it's been a bit of two and a half. Right. It's been a bit of an extended break, but I think
we needed it. We're excited to be back in season two because we already have a whole list of people, experts that we're going to have on the show, and the conversation will just continue, and right. It will continue to evolve, and we've been so thrilled to hear all of your feedback and all of your messages. Every single person who has DM'd us or emailed us has totally brightened our day when we just hear from you and hear that you guys are loving the show and loving the topics, and that it's made you guys think a little bit outside the box, or you've made family members listen because the points are just too invaluable not to share. And so that really, that fills us up, and that's what keeps us going. So thank you to all of you.
Yeah, I'm always very grateful when I have friends that listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, oh, like, you don't have to listen to it. But I'm so grateful that they do listen to it, and like I've had a couple friends say, like, it's like you were, you know, in the car with me. And,
yes, I know.
And that's kind of nice because a lot of my friends are far away, like don't live around here. So just, again, excited to be back.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the reason that we took a little bit of an extended break is that we just had kind of, you know, the
life
and the fall is kind of busy. And
yeah.
I mean, neither of us have kiddos that are like going like back to school or anything like that. Although you had your little one.
Yes, little Ruthie started school. We call it school, but daycare. And so that was big. And I was like actually pretty good with it, which is one of those things where I was kind of surprised that it didn't hit me more, but it was also just a good sign that we were all ready for this kind of routine and the schedule and for life to just kind of fall back into place.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
And you've been doing lots of creative things.
Oh, yeah. Creative brain is always thirsty after I have a baby. So it was really nice to kind of tap into what fulfills me in that way, which is a lot of photography and recipe development and just kind of playing around and exploring and fine-tuning the things that really fill me up. So, yeah, it's been a good fall.
And any other exciting things that would be worth sharing?
Yes. So I think in season one we talked a little bit about the Curbo app from Weight Watchers, and that kind of sparked me to reach out to our representatives here in Maine. So I reached out to two, and I heard back from both of them. Actually, I reached out to three, but I heard back from two. And one of them, you know, received my concerns very, very well. And then the second one, it kind of got filed into my email with all of my concerns, got kind of filed into a box of a more generic response.
Kind of like the, yes, thank you for your concern.
Yeah.
The quote unquote obesity epidemic is very important to us as well.
Yes.
Kind of felt like banging your head against the wall.
Yeah, it was like they completely missed the point. And I was really, I was infuriated when I got that email because not only was it clear that they did not really read the email, I mean, they read it, but they didn't hear it, I guess, is the important distinction. And so because of that, I felt really frustrated because I had voted for this person. I am a small business owner in Maine. There's all sorts of reasons why I really wanted to be heard outside of just the email itself. You know, I wanted a little bit more response and conversation. So I then responded, and Andrea's laughing because I blind CC'd her on it. And so she saw the email.
Oh, the sass was so good. I mean, it was very professionally written.
Sure.
But
I was pissed.
And rightfully so, mm-hmm. you know.
They again. Just, they used very stigmatizing language. It was very, it was just an inappropriate mass response. Mm. And so, yeah.
So you went to bat again.
Yeah.
And
I got a response. I got, well.
I got a phone call. I got a phone next call. Day.
Yeah. So I received this email, was super pissed about it, responded that day, and then the same day that I got the original response. And then the next day, I was on my way home from the beach with the girls, and I got a phone call from Washington, D.C. And I always scan my phone calls, but I think this one, I was like, I'm going to pick it up. And so I picked it up, and it was the
Health Policy Coordinator.
Health Policy Coordinator, that's what it is, thank you. And she called me, just she picked up the phone, and she was like, and I strategically sent my response email to a different email to hopefully get some attention. And so she was like, the scheduling office called me, and they said that I should probably take a look at this email. And so she was like, so I called you because obviously we totally missed the mark. And she completely acknowledged that. And so we talked a little bit about my concerns with the weight loss app for children. But the conversation ended up evolving into the conversation about weight stigma. And I just basically told them that their response was totally inappropriate and that they're further stigmatizing the population that they're claiming that they're helping. And I just kind of laid it on her. I gave her the facts and the statistics that I had kind of in my head as I was driving home from the beach. And then I was like, I will send you a list of resources via email. She was super excited about it. So I sent it to her, and then she emailed me back and she said, I'm going to present this to the team and we're going to use this as part of our framework moving forward and how we write health pieces moving forward, health right. policy. And they were really just excited to learn about HAES, which is health at every size. And she was really excited to learn about this framework for language and how to help people in a humane way.
Yeah.
So that was a huge win.
Huge win. I mean, I love that the conversation went beyond just the Curbo app, which initially I think your goal was to kind of get politicians involved, right, to kind of ban this or
have somebody look at this and say, is this the right thing for our country, our nation?
Right.
Is this helpful?
Yeah, then the conversation evolved into, you know, how are we writing bills about health and health policy and... if we're so concerned about discrimination in all these other areas, you know, we're really missing a big piece of that, which is discrimination based on body size and BMI, and both at a societal level and in the medical field. And if we didn't already mention this last season, so the list of identities, I guess, that are protected under human discrimination law does not include body size. And I think that's in like 48 states. Right. So there's a couple states that do recognize body size as a source of discrimination. Maine is not one of them.
Right.
So just kind of thinking, how amazing would it be if body size, BMI, got added to the list, that list, you know, we cannot discriminate against body size in Maine and beyond, obviously, but I think that would be a cool thing to see happen.
That would be a major win. It's so important. And I think this conversation just really brightened the outlook. I think it created a baseline, and I was saying to Andrea off podcast recording here, this is, you can't go back from this, right? Like, as soon as you understand weight stigma and the harm that it causes, you cannot go back on it. You just, that information moves forward and you cannot forget it. And so now that this information is in this office, in these offices, there's only up from here. And I think that's a huge win.
Yeah, I mean, getting people in higher places to listen, and very well could be that this kind of information is something that has never even crossed their minds or they've never been presented with.
She seemed very receptive and excited because it made perfect sense.
Yeah.
And she definitely seemed genuine that they hadn't really considered that angle. So, woohoo!
Yay!
Moving forward! Yay!
Yeah.
What else?
Good stuff.
How about you? What's going on with you?
So it has been a pretty busy summer and fall as well. So in midsummer, I was lucky enough to join a private nutrition practice here in the greater Portland area. And so I spent many weeks in the summer working with insurance companies to get onboarded and credentialed and in network. So that was not super fun, but it's kind of
necessary evil.
Necessary evil. So starting in September, I started seeing clients one-on-one at CV Wellbeing, which is in Gorham, and it's under the ownership of Carolyn Miles, who is a fellow dietitian and also an intuitive eating and weight inclusive dietitian. So obviously our professional values really line up really well. So yeah, that's been something that I've been wanting to do for many years and just kind of couldn't quite figure out how to make it happen. So I'm really excited to be using some skills and
helping people, helping individuals.
So it's just another kind of avenue to share what I'm passionate about.
I think that's so great.
And also doing a lot of listening. So I realized early on that I've been so eager to kind of like share this message that I quickly learned I really needed to take a step back and do a lot of listening. A lot of listening, a lot of validating of feelings, because it's tough stuff to work through.
Oh, God.
Especially on an individual level.
Totally.
So, yeah, that's been what's been going on with me, taking on some new projects. And now just ready to continue on with this passion project of the podcast.
Yay! Yeah, we're excited for season two. So season one was a huge success.
Yeah, at least we feel like it was really successful. Yep. It was quite a learning curve for us, but really exciting to launch ourselves into this project.
Yeah, and I think pretty early on for me, I realized that it was taking a turn in a way that I didn't really expect, but for the better, it became something bigger than I anticipated in the way that we were able to speak to so many different experts across so many different fields, all with that same underlying thread of helping the next generation just be a little bit better off. And it was much further reaching than I thought in terms of the areas of expertise that we covered.
Yeah.
And it kind of unfolded that way really naturally and on topics that I think have been taboo for a really long time that deserve a space in our conversations and deserve attention.
I mean, even though the name of the podcast is Food Confidence, we touched on sexual health and we touched on
hormonal health. We touched on lived experiences.
And that was something I think we kind of came to realize that, yes, we want to talk to experts because making that expertise available to a wider audience and have that's it be a bit huge. More accessible is really important. But also just as important is to listen and learn from people with different lived experience. Yes. So people with a history of disordered eating or poor body image, all of those things are really equally important to learn about, I think.
Yeah, and I think the more we can share our common experiences and what we're going through, you know, I think the more we can bring those conversations to the table outside of the frame of just experts speaking about it, it really provides a more well-rounded view and, again, conversation. So,
and I think hopefully makes people feel a little less alone.
Yeah.
And we really enjoyed our two Q&A episodes from season one. Yeah. So if you haven't listened to those yet, it might be worth going back a few episodes.
Yeah.
And so we hope to get more questions in season two that we can respond to.
Yeah,
and
talk I think to. One thing that we have been talking a lot about is having almost a, you know, quote unquote live. We don't live stream, but a live kind of living, breathing Q&A with other people, whether that's parents and caregivers or whomever, and have maybe a little panel of people that we just, again, talk about their experiences, but then they can also ask us questions and we can ask each other questions and have it be kind of this living, breathing episode. So if you're interested in being on the show and being part of that, please do reach out. We'd love to hear from you and do share any people that you'd like to hear on the episode as well or on the season as well, because we would love to hear from you because that's what this is all about. So thanks, guys.
We're speaking to you, whoever that audience is. But we want it to be, you know, useful and valuable to you.
Yeah.
Of course, we have our own, like, wish list of guests that we want to talk to and topics that we want to cover. But
Most importantly, we want to hear from you.
Absolutely.
So if any of our listeners feel like dropping a review, that would help our ratings boost. So hopefully we can reach a larger audience.
Whatever podcast app you're listening to, if you wouldn't mind just popping into the ratings and reviews, either dropping us like a whatever star rating you think we are deserving of, and ideally a little blurb would be even better, because that also provides feedback for us as well, like Jen said, helps us move up and reach more people. So if you feel like the information we're presenting would be helpful to more people, which I think we would agree that you would like it
to reach more people,
it would be super helpful for us and the podcast. If you wouldn't mind doing that, that would be just lovely.
Yes.
So we'll just get right into season two, I suppose.
Here we go.
Thanks for listening, guys.
You've been listening to the Food Confidence Podcast. I'm Jennifer Bravo.
And I'm Andrea Paul.
If you have any questions about the things you heard in today's episode or have topics you'd like us to discuss in the future, send us an email at foodconfidencepod@gmail.com or follow us and message us on Instagram at foodconfidencepod.